This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nearly 4,000 schools in South Africa are equipped with pit toilets only, according to government figures. In the Eastern Cape, South Africa's poorest province, one in four public schools has no other option for students to relieve themselves. Recently, two youngsters drowned in such toilets, provoking promises by the new government to remedy the situation. Falls accounted for 384 of 991 deaths in the construction industry in 2016, according to OSHA. Experts believe that neighborhoods need at least 10 housing units per acre to reach the density needed to sustain street retail, meaning that residents can walk rather than drive to shop and dine. The juvenile court in New Orleans became the first in the South to end the practice of collecting court fees for delinquent youth. These fees have been burdensome for low-income families. According to a Pew survey in 2017, 35% of Democrats said that learning that a friend had voted for President Trump had put a strain on their relationship. Only 13% of Republicans said that of a friend's voting for Hillary Clinton. More than a fifth of the people in Greece are unable to pay basic expenses like rent, electricity, and bank loans. The UN's World Tourism Organization estimates that there will be 1.8 billion international tourist-related trips by 2030, up from 1.2 billion in 2016. According to a study this year in Israel, state-sanctioned rabbinical weddings decreased by about 8% in the past 2 years and by about 15% in the largely secular city of Tel Aviv. Women entering the workforce in the U.S. has stayed roughly the same since 1995, and analysts believe it has to do with the rising cost of motherhood in time and money on child care, pressure on breastfeeding, child enrichment, and need to provide close supervision. Researchers found no more than 2% of female high school seniors planned to be homemakers at age 30, even though most wanted to be mothers, and there was no dissatisfaction with work post-baby, but consistently 15 to 18% of women have stayed home. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.